for the last few days, we've been discussing the Rush's admonition not to take revenge when someone curses you, insults you, you should be minhag la'avim. We discussed that Judaism halacha has a somewhat nuanced attitude toward revenge. First of all, there's an idea of kiyechem levavo. The Torah understands that sometimes a person is provoked, and it's understandable. Unless he's on a very high madrega, he'll take revenge. And also there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of goel hadam. We don't necessarily know why there's goel hadam. One reason offered by the Mefarshim is that it's in order that the ghost of the victim should rest. Another reason that comes up, possibly the reason for goel hadam, possibly another reason in that revenge is a good thing, that is the cold-blooded calculus of deterrence. This comes up in several places. We find in the Archaim HaKadosh on the story of Shechem. So it says that after Shimon and Levi massacred Shechem, so Yaakov was upset. Yaakov told them, you're going to get us in trouble. We're outnumbered by the Knanim. They're going to team up and kill us. And Shimon and Levi said, "Hachazona yas es achaseinu." What are we supposed to do? They treated our sister like a zona. So what was the answer? What was the, Yaakov said, Yaakov wasn't arguing that it was a good idea, he just thought it was dangerous. So what was the response of Shimon and Levi? From the Farshim, we have a number of very interesting explanations. Rav Abernel says that it was a matter of honor. Shimon and Levi were saying, yes, we may die for this, but it's worth it, because to a person with proper values, death with honor is preferable to life with disgrace. You can always see Rav Abernel as a Spanish nobleman writing those words. Archaim HaKadosh has a couple of other pshatim. One pshat is that Shimon and Levi were saying, they won't be upset at us because they'll understand we were provoked. The Knanim will say, Shechem deserved what they got. They started, so we're not going to mix in. But he has another pshat. The issue was deterrence. Shimon and Levi were saying, we're telling Yaakov, on the contrary, you think it's dangerous to start up with them. We think it's dangerous to do nothing. We think that if we do nothing and everyone sees that Jewish blood is hefker, they can just start up with Jews with impunity and we just roll over and do nothing, that puts us in greater danger. In the long term, at least, it's safer, it's better to show that we're going to exact a bloody revenge on anyone who starts up with us. That'll make the next maneuver think twice before he starts up with Bas Yaakov. And the post can actually bring this idea as a matter of halacha. Tzemach Tzedek and his tshuva on Goel Hadam that we mentioned, he was asked about whether it's important, whether the relatives of a murder victim, the community, should spend money and spend effort and money to bring the murderer to justice. And the answer is yes. He says, mitzat tu dinim. First, he says the relatives of the murdered man have a mitzvah of gal hadam. That applies specifically to the closest relatives. But in addition, he says the entire community has a mitzvah to bring him to justice. And that is the question, that is for the purpose of deterrence. Our enemies have to know that Jewish blood is not hefker, he says. Shaliyu daman shal b'nei bris chas v'shalom kehefker. They have to know there's a price to pay, that they can't go around murdering Jews with impunity. We have to show them that they're going to pay for it, and therefore it's a mitzvah to preserve, to ensure the safety of the Jewish community, that we show them that they're not going to get away with it. We find a similar idea in the tshuva in the Divrei Malkiel too. Divrei Malkiel talks about a case where somebody, again, a Jew was murdered. They thought they knew who the victim was. They thought they knew who the murderer was. And the question was whether to file a criminal complaint. In this case, the issue was not the expense. In this case, the issue was that they knew that filing the complaint would trigger automatically, beyond their control, a forensic autopsy, an exhumation of the body and an autopsy. And the question was, we're going to be garim nivel ames. Should we do that? Is it worth it? And his answer was yes. One point he makes is, as we've been discussing, the idea that the ghost of the victim doesn't rest until his murder is avenged, so it's for his own good. There's a general rule in the laws of disturbing Mesim that the one main heter that allows us to do it is when it's for the Mesim's own benefit, to bring him to Eretz Yisrael, to other reasons. So this is the reason, this is for the Mesim's own benefit. To avenge his murder is considered for the Mesim's benefit. But another point he makes is, again, is deterrence, he says. It's a mitzvah, it's important, he says, it's a tzarach gadol, to make sure that we catch the murderer, to make sure that our enemies know that they can't go around starting up, committing atrocities against B'nai Bris, Shaliyah Daman Shal B'nai Bris, Kehefker Chas V'Shalom.